Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. This is Power to Be You and Right to Win for Our Youth Movement. I am Sandra Bueno, and I come to you live from West Palm Beach, Florida. And today I went online and I read about a story that I'd like to share with you because it really falls along doing unto others and doing what we must do in order to make this world a better place. And making this world a better place begins with each one of us becoming aware and being able to see the responsibility that we each have and the possibility that we were granted to really make a difference and to stand up and be a role model and be a leader and be an initiator to really taking progress forward. So what I'd like to read is coming from The Responsibility Project, which is a website and a project presented by Liberty Mutual. And you can go to it by just clicking on responsibilityproject.com. And here is a story that dates back to 2009, and I'd like to give you a little synopsis of what it was. Basically, it's a person that wrote it, and she and her, and, I believe her family, were heading to a small restaurant for dinner. As they pulled into the small parking lot, there was a car headed in the opposite direction, and the person began circling the lot to find a space. As this individual went around the corner, the other car was stopped right in front of them, blocking their way. And what she remarks is that the individual in the car was preoccupied and not paying attention to where he was going. What she then did is that she noticed that he was intently focused on the store next to the place they were going, and she tried to use her mind to will him out of her way, and seeing that there was a choice spot just on the other side of where he was standing. And her next comment was that he must have felt my staring. He turned to look at me, and I felt fire from his eyes. He adjusted his seatbelt and drove out of the lot. My husband made a comment about the man's car as he drove away. I made a comment that the man in the car looked scary and thug-like. We went about our business and went into the restaurant. We ordered, sat down, and within seconds the building was surrounded by police officers. We ate our dinner and chatted. The restaurant was buzzing with speculation about why the police were outside. When we left, I asked an officer what was going on. He said the store next door to the restaurant had been robbed. I asked if it was the gentleman in the car we'd been confronted with while parking and described it to him. The officer got excited. Apparently, we were the only people that saw anything. My husband and I gave a full description of the vehicle, and the man we saw answered a few interview questions and went home. About an hour later, I received a phone call from the police officer. They thought they discovered the car we had described. Could we please come to identify it? Well, they actually went in and did that. The officers were cheering and high fives were going about as they left. It was clear that these people had done a good deed. What comes next is that when they got home and they told the story to the woman's mother, the mom became worried. She said that they should not have gotten involved, and what about retaliation? To quote, she said not to participate anymore. There was too much risk involved. I thought about it, but decided I didn't agree. I feel that we have an absolute responsibility to help others whenever and however we can. The poor employee that had been robbed deserved my help, not the criminal. A day later, a detective met with us to see if we could identify the man in the photo lineup. I did instantly. The image of his fiery eyes was burnt into my memory. I still recall the feeling of remember this man as he turned and looked at me. I am confident that I was in the place at the time for a reason, and I needed to fulfill that. There will always be people that don't understand why you do the right thing when there is an easier alternative, but that shouldn't sway your purpose of responsibility to yourself and to this world. Well, this was a story that was published, and it was anonymous, published February 13, 2009. And what it did for me is that it allowed me to really see what, you know, the opportunity that we are all missing, the opportunity that many people, that we're all fearful to stand apart from, which is right now. We sit and watch the news. We sit and watch what's taking place, what's reshaping and undoing and doing our world and our country and our governance. and everything that affects us, right down to who we are at home, right down to our own well-being, to our own jobs, to our own ability to purchase food. And right now, we all are aware of areas in our lives where there is something wrong that's going on that can be corrected, either because people are following a certain doctrine or because they are not doing what they should be doing according to the quote-unquote rules, or because some people are not doing their job, doing the job that they were commissioned to do and that they are being paid to do, or because people are simply being unethical in their behavior, in their spirit. I get astounded every time I hear of another child being abducted. And these abductions are taking place around the country, a lot here in Florida, but they are also taking place in these trailer park communities. And that immediately alludes to the fact that a lot of the people who live in these communities are from the poorer echelon of society. Also, because these communities are cheaper than regular housing, they are in these areas where there are woods, and these areas where anybody can move in next door, where you have people of low incomes, of low education, of low opportunity, maybe even of low motivation. You also have a lot of the ex-prisoners, ex-convicts, or people who don't have jobs, people who maybe are living with family members, living with their moms, people who are not too much preoccupied about where they're going. And why I say this is because we have to become aware as individual human beings that there is always an opportunity for us to step in and pinpoint an issue behind that example. There are issues that are taking place with education, issues with health, issues with safety, issues with violence, issues with sexuality, issues with technology, issues in education. There are areas of our lives constantly where we can actually participate and say something, if anything, at least to stand up and raise awareness. I have just become a privy to an organization that is called the Pacific. I want to give you the right title here, and I'm looking. And it's funny that I would actually right now take it out of my head as far as what it is, but it's the Pacific Justice Institute. And this organization is a nonprofit organization that comes out of California. And what they do is that they protect and they represent people when their religious freedoms are being negated or when they are being violated. And they have a book that's called Reclaim Your School, 10 Strategies to Practically and Legalize Evangelize Your School. And this is about our own First Amendment. And this is about who we can be. And what I'm talking about is that in the absence of a spiritual calling inside of our hearts to tell us this is right and this is wrong, then we can step up and do right. And this is basically down to our own democracy. For democracy to exist, there has to be equality and justice. And there has to be fairness. And there has to be that sense of doing better for everyone. And we can look at what's taking place in our society and see the absence of this. When an individual can rightfully say, I want to spend thousands of dollars on a commode, on a toilet bowl, when the rest of the people are suffering, when people are losing their homes, when people aren't eating, when $8 would help a person, a child in Africa, to not contract malaria. $8. You know, yet a person can say, you know what, I want to get a toilet bowl that's going to cost me X amount of thousands of dollars, and do so without feeling that spiritual angst. There's a lack there. There is a lack. It's not a lack of professionalism. It's not a lack of education from the intellectual standpoint. Isn't that a lack of preparation from a marketing standpoint or financial understanding? He may be that person might have been a great athlete, might have been a good father, maybe a good husband, who knows? But there's still that moral fiber that's driven by our spirit. That's what this story of today was about. It's the responsibility that this lady felt despite her fear, despite what people were telling her. And people will always say that, don't get involved. Well, if we don't get involved, then the world is just going to be taken over by those people who have the freedom and the conviction to believe in what they are doing. And hopefully they are driven by morality and spirituality, not just by the bottom line results. Because when that is your motivation, then you just bulldoze whatever's in front of you. And you don't care who gets hurt. And all you care about is, at the end of the day, how much more money can I make? Or how much is this going to support what I'm doing in my interests? Are my interests for myself, or are they for the empowerment of others? So get involved. This is about you taking action and about you becoming aware and recognizing that there is responsibility that we all have. And we can't complain about what's taking place if we are unwilling to roll up our sleeves and get involved. So you have an opportunity right now to get involved from where you're standing, right there in your own home, with your own life, with your own self. And once you start doing that, then you can get involved with your outside world. And if you have children, get involved with what's going on in school. Look inside. Look at what your children are being taught. Look at who's communicating with your child. Look at the message that your teacher is giving your child. Just because she's a teacher doesn't mean that she's a teacher that's teaching the right things. I can tell you of a story right here in Reclaiming Your School. Reclaiming Your School has the story that I was just blown away by. You wouldn't think. We automatically think and trust. We think that everyone is right. We look at people the way we see ourselves. If we're good-hearted people, we're going to think that everyone's good-hearted. And if we allow ourselves vulnerability and we're not on top of it, we don't realize who's coming and giving messages and instruction and influencing the minds of our children. The predators work in this way. They go and they trick the minds and the vulnerability of a child who trusts and who doesn't see. And we as adults have an opportunity and a responsibility to be there for them and intercept them. So let us not be fooled. What I say is believe in your own purpose, believe in your own self. Take a stand for your spirit. And if your spirit watches and sees something that's not right, take a stand. It's not about hurting other people, but it's about standing on the right side of our human abilities. And in closing, I'd like to share with you the story. In Central California, there was a high school English teacher who taught her students a little bit more than grammar and literature. She also taught her impressionable young students how to make fake IDs or identification to get into adult bookstores, how to smuggle alcohol onto campus, and where to find her favorite nude beaches, just to name a few of her streetwide lessons. In a daily journaling exercise that was part of their grade, the students were reportedly instructed to address the question, if you could murder anyone, who would it be, and how would you do it? This was a highly inappropriate behavior on the part of this teacher. How many parents do you think took a stand against this wrongdoing? If you guessed one set of parents, you're right. Only one set of parents was disturbed enough to make over a dozen complaints to a variety of school officials and administrators. Nothing came of these complaints, and the father was fed up with the inaction. He called the Pacific Justice Institute and spoke with us. An affiliate attorney volunteering his time for the Pacific Justice Institute took on this case and demanded an investigation. 8 of the 9 charges were proven, and the teacher was fired. It took only one set of parents to make a difference in the lives of hundreds of students. Now, do you think that was justification? Did that stop that person, that teacher, from carrying on with her message? No. And this is a woman teaching this. What's happening? What's taking place? We want to help our children. We can't wait till they're 13, 14, 15 to get involved. We must get involved now. So get involved today. Don't stand back. Don't stay back. This is Sandra Bueno with Power to Be You and Rights to Win.